Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. Today is one of my first analysis interviews of the analysis of the election that took place yesterday. My guest is Margaret Packme, and we're here to discuss the special election and the 52nd congressional. Senatorial District of New York State. How are you today, Morgan?
I'm well. How are you, Cynthia?
I have a hangover from all of the election returns that I was watching last night. But anyhow, I'm here to talk about the special election in the 52nd Senatorial District in which Barbara Fiala ran. She lost the election, and she lost pretty, you know, with a fairly wide margin.
It was a complete V-town, right?
Yeah. How do you feel about that particular special election?
I was surprised by how large the margin was. I mean, 79-21, that usually only goes that way when a completely unfunded, unknown kind of token candidate is thrown out in the race. So it's surprising that it was so large. The only race with a major candidate I can think of that kind of came out like this recently was the de Blasio-Loda mayoral election in New York City. But I was not surprised at all by the outcome.
Now, you know, when Senator Lippis stepped down, Governor Cuomo had handpicked Barbara Fiala, and Governor Cuomo was saying that he was going to help her, he was going to raise money, he was going to do all kinds of things to ensure her election. Now, I remember sitting next to Bill at the Working Family Party convention where he was promising the moon and the stars to win back the state Senate and for the Democrats. And he didn't lift a finger. He's doing it. He did it again when he just left her, you know, to fend for herself. You know, the only help she got was from the local parties. How many times are people going to fall for his promises?
First, Cynthia, let me just clarify for your listeners that you're talking about Bill Samuels, the founder of my organization, Effective New York, and the host of the show, Effective Radio with Bill Samuels, that I co-host with him on AM 970 at 11 a.m. on Sundays. That's a shameless plug for us.
That's fine.
You know, look, the governor has consistently shown that he doesn't keep his word. The governor's foremost agenda is his own. He will be helpful to the Democratic Party if it is helpful to his own, to himself. And I really think that it's laughable at this point that anybody would take him at his word. That being said, I think to be fair to the governor, look, people don't endorse candidates to help the candidates. They endorse candidates to help themselves. They are calculating their own interests in supporting people. The governor, calculated in his first term that it was to the benefit of his legislative agenda to have the Republicans and the IDC in control of the legislature. If he thinks that now he will best advance his cause by having the Democrats in control of the legislature, then he will support the Democrats this time around. But also, when people issue endorsements, they have to think about what is going to be the effect of them, right? I mean, Barbara Fiala was running in a district where Democrats haven't won for a century, and there was virtually no chance that even a strong Democratic candidate, and clearly Barbara Fiala was not, despite her background in the district, there was no chance that a Democrat would win. Why would the governor want to go out on a limb, raise money for her, put his name on the line, and then have a 79-21 loss that would be an embarrassment for him and make it look like he didn't have any sway in that district? That would have been a complete political miscalculation. So, you know, he made this kind of momentary show around supporting Fiala to show up de Blasio, who was accusing the governor of not being supportive of Democrats statewide. And then he backed away, and I would say that was a pretty shrewd move on the behalf of the governor.
Not only did the governor not help her, but neither did Mike Gennaris or Andrea Stewart Cousins. And when the leaders, Democratic leaders of the Senate didn't help, I just felt like, oh my God, that they just left her, you know, with no hope at all. How do you feel about the Gennaris and Andrea Stewart Cousins not helping her?
Look, I mean, you have finite resources when you are running a party, and, you know, the Republicans absolutely had to hold the seat. They spent something like $800,000 supporting Akshar, and that is $800,000 that they wouldn't be able to spend, that they won't be able to spend in other races down the line. If Rebney pulls away from the Republican Party, as there have been some indications that may be the case, you know, they may really struggle to fundraise, and not having that $800,000 might come back to really be a great disadvantage in 2016. So the fact that Andrea Stewart Cousins, or the minority leader and Senator Gianaris, made the calculation to husband their resources in a race where the polling showed that Fiala was just going to get creamed, that doesn't seem to me to be an unconscionable decision. It seems to me to be pretty prudent politics.
Now, the other issue that concerns me is the fact that with the Women's Equality Party, the governor had named her as the head of the party, and then a little while later she was no longer the head. And then the Women's Equality Party failed to endorse her. What's your feelings about that?
You know, the Women's Equality Party is a complete joke. It was not put in, and it was not created in the service of bringing equality to women. It was created as a vehicle to try to snooker, you know, Zephyr Teachout from running the table with women voters in New York State. And so, I mean, so it was a completely cynical political vehicle for the governor, and the fact that it would operate cynically in the aftermath of getting on the ballot is of absolutely no surprise to me.
Now, you and Bill Samuels have a radio show now. Tell us, focus on all the listeners a little bit about your show and what you hope to accomplish with it.
So, Effective Radio, which, as I said earlier, is every Sunday at 11 a.m., and it has a very strong the station AM 970 reaches the five boroughs, Westchester, Nassau County, and North Jersey, but it can be streamed live on the internet, so anyone can listen to it. We've had a number of listeners in Albany, like yourself. You know, our goal is less to be a talking head show and just kind of a traditional interview show, but is really to get people to put forward big ideas to reform state government and to take us forward, and for us to be both a solicitor of those ideas, and then to try to mobilize a mass audience to get behind smart ideas that would enact positive change in our state. So we really see it as a show about innovation, about change, and about bringing forward valuable ideas that should enter the discourse.
Thank you, Morgan. I know you're very busy, so you've been listening to Focus on Albany with me, Cynthia Poole, and you've been listening to Morgan Cadbury, who is Bill Samuels. How do you describe your relationship with Bill and yourself at Effective New York?
I am the co-host and producer of Effective Radio with Bill Samuels, and I am the executive director of Effective NY.
And if they want to hear it, they can. It could be streamed. Yeah, I mean, you can hear it on the internet.
That's right. You can go to AM970, The Answer's website, and you should follow us on Twitter at Effective On Air or on Facebook at facebook.com/Effective Radio. And I always have time for you, Cynthia.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet, Morgan. And you could listen to Focus on Albany on Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and download on your smartphone. Listen anywhere, anytime. Morgan, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Take care, Cynthia.
Bye. Bye.